Hello, I am Herbert S. Tuttleton, esteemed playwright and film auteur, and this is Erotic Fiction for the Midwestern Suburban Reader. Tonight's episode, Taken for Granite. At the corner of Sheffield Road and Garfield Lane, there sits an unremarkable ranch-style yellow house. Within that house sits 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths of pure suburban boredom, all set in the interior design style of Midwestern mom. And outside, in the weed-riddled lawn, sits a Remax real estate sign with the weak, milquetoast face of Paulbert Small, the smallest and nebbish of the rotund Remax men. Paulbert routinely holds open houses, Tuesdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., to unimpressed families who curse his name. Fathers spit on him. Mothers berate him for having a kitchen island with laminate countertops, and the children just plain hate him.
Who would want to cook in here?
The matriarch screamed.
There's no tankless water heater.
The patriarch spit.
You are a weak man who is in the shape of an egg.
The children cry. All the families leave Paulbert crestfallen and moist with their spittle. And they didn't even sign the guest book. Paulbert Small makes a promise to himself then and there.
I will sell this house. This will not be my albatross. I am Paulbert Small, Remax agent.
The next day, 3 muscular men from Vanderhoog Kitchen and Tile laid down slabs of beautiful black granite on the kitchen island. Their sweat from their bulging muscles dripped onto the granite, making it shine and sparkle in a wet glow.
Hey, give me 5, guys. All right.
Paulbert weakly tried to make friends with the muscular men. They walked past him as if he wasn't even there, pushing past his round little tummy. Paulbert began his open house ritual, adjusting the fake flowers on the dining room table, setting out the same guest book that nobody had signed, except for the crude child's drawing of Paulbert as an egg, and playing Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield on his JBL Party Box Bluetooth speaker. As soon as Natasha Bedingfield sang Ending Unplanned, the doorbell rang.
Hi, I'm Paulbert Spa, licensed Remax.
Paulbert looked up to see a buxom blue-eyed brunette staring back at him.
Hi, I'm Trainta. I was walking by, and I was drawn to this house for some reason.
Well, sure. Let me show you around.
Trainta followed Paulbert around like a puppy dog. She even signed the guest book in an overly flirty cursive. However, she was unimpressed with the bay windows and the crown molding. Then the tour concluded in the kitchen. The black granite countertops glowed in front of Trainta. She was mesmerized.
Paulbert, I want to thank you for showing me around. You're incredibly kind and not at all sexually threatening. But now, I want you to threaten me. Sexually.
Trainta ripped her Ann Taylor Loft blouse open, revealing a nude bra that she got from Kohl's for $27.99. She pushed Paulbert back onto the island. She began unbuckling his Dockers reverse casual stretch belt that he also got at Kohl's for $34.99. As soon as Paulbert's small hand touched the granite countertop, he felt an awakening inside him. Suddenly, he felt like one of the big, strong muscle men from Vanderhoog. He grabbed Trainta as best he could, she's like 5'10 and he's like 5'4 on a good day, and pushed her into the granite countertop. He undid her nude bra and she let her exposed breasts spill out onto the countertop. Its cool surface gave her goosebumps on her backside. Paulbert threw her Croft and Barrow effortless stretch pull-on pants down to her ankles and slid her Warmer's No Pinching No Problem dig-free comfort waist with lace microfiber high-cut panties to her knees.
Fuck me right here, Paulbert. Fuck me in this family starter home right on this island.
Okie dokie.
Paulbert dropped his Fruit of the Loom super soft briefs, revealing his dainty grape-sized testes and his aggressively erect baby carrot penis. He mounted Trainta from behind, struggling to get on top. His soft, bulbous stummy rubbed against her buttocks with each sharp push. At his climax, he screamed his signature phrase. Trainta followed with an uncontrollable and classic.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
After an orgasmic 2 minutes and 12.6 seconds, the two heaved in a post-coital embrace. Paulbert was little spooned. The granite, now warmed with their sexual energy, offered a comforting afterglow.
Oh, Paulbert, I never want this to end.
Okie dokie.
Paulbert and Trainta banged throughout the evening, and Paulbert never did sell that house and was subsequently fired from Remax. Not for all the sex stuff, just because he couldn't sell the house. And Paulbert's future?
The rest is-